Jeff, last year we stood here, you just signed with the Royals, and you were getting set for a career as an American leaguer to start. And now you're a free agent still. We're seeing kind of starting pitchers start to trickle into to contracts. What's going on with you?
At this point, not much, but it's kind of expected. It's not too alarming not to have a job yet, but, you know, it's how it works. It's how the game goes. And, you know, once I land somewhere, which I assume I will, then, you know, I can make plans and go from there.
Is it a tough spot to be in? You know, not that you're worried that you're not going to get a contract. I mean, we're all confident that you'll land somewhere. But 6 weeks before spring training, you don't know where your address is going to be. All those little things that we don't think about as part of being a big league ball player.
Yeah, you know, things like moving your family across the country, that logistically can get hard if you don't have a lot of time to plan it. But that's part of the game, you know. I think we realize we won't do this for our whole life, and we can put up with it for a few years. And you know, our wives put up with us through a lot of stuff. So, you know, we owe a lot to them. But part of the business of baseball. But you know, when you look back on it, you probably won't even think about things like this.
Tell me about your year in the AL. I mean, you were. People always talk about how the American League is so much tougher, the hitters are so much better, but you played in Colorado, too, where it's not exactly a great place to be a pitcher. But what was it like to be a Kansas City Royal?
I really liked it. I didn't miss hitting at all. You know, it was nice just to sit down on the bench and not have to worry about going up to bat. I mean, I wasn't out anyway. But as far as pitching, I mean, you're not facing that pitcher every time through the order, which can be a little bit of a challenge as opposed to the National League, but I don't know if I can say it was different pitching in the American League as opposed to the National League. I think you're still facing those two or three outstanding, fantastic hitters in each lineup, and trying to pitch around those guys and get the guys out that you know how to, or you know that you can. So I still find I took the same approach.
Was it nice to get to be in different places, see different ballparks and cities, or did interleague play kind of deal with that?
Yeah, I had been pretty much everywhere already. I think the only two parks that were new that I saw this year were Oakland and Tampa. So
Tampa's not that good. You don't want to go out of your way to see the truck.
Neither is Oakland, so we won't talk too much about that. But you know, it was a new team. It was a new division. I played a lot of new teams that I didn't play very much in Colorado. So, you know, it was some new landscape. It was a lot of new lineups, which may have worked to my advantage quite a lot of the time. So, yeah, I had a lot of fun.
How impressed were you by KC? I haven't been to that ballpark, but I hear nothing but raves about it, and they redid it. And it's a real kind of the city, the state, is a real baseball atmosphere.
It's a really nice ballpark now. I never got to see it before, but, you know, it's a really great place to play. It's a really great place to watch a baseball game, and the fans are great. The fans are loud, and, you know, if that team can catch on, it's a baseball town. You know, they'll have baseball fever all over again, just like they did in the mid-'80s.
We're with Jeff Francis, and here at the Baseball Canada thing. Let's talk about Baseball Canada for a bit. And this was a great year, a gold medal at the Pan Ams, a silver at the World Juniors, a bronze at the World Cup. You know, many times here we've talked about that 99 Pan Am Games and how Stubby Clapp became a national hero in a bronze medal performance, right? But this was really something else for this country.
It's definitely something this program will never forget, and, you know, it'll be something that they can stand on and be proud of for a long time. Just like you said, the 99 games, which they still can hold proud. But it was a special team, and it was fun for me to follow, you know, on the internet and getting the reports and knowing the guys on the team and, you know, following them through all that. It was a proud moment to be a baseball player from Canada, for sure.
The fact that you're here, the fact that so many guys are here, what does that mean? What's the pull that this organization has on you that you guys all want to come back and be part of it?
I think it shows how much we appreciate what this program did for us when we were young kids coming up playing amateur baseball, and the opportunities that it affords talented kids all over the country to be able to showcase their talent and not just the prospect of playing professional baseball, but getting a college education and getting college scholarships. And you know, it's getting bigger and bigger every year, and it's giving more and more kids those opportunities to to grow their talent and to have access to the best coaching across the country. And you can't really say enough about what Greg does, and I don't think he really gets enough credit for what this program has done over the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, that was the next thing I was going to ask you. I mean, Greg Hamilton was named in Bob Elliott's column this year the number one most influential Canadian in baseball, and it's the most recognition he's ever gotten. Everybody with this program that I've ever talked to just has nothing but raves about him.
You don't hear much about Greg Hamilton, and you know, finally someone spoke up and told his story. And you know, he's on the field with the teams. He's in the offices scheduling games for all these teams. He's running this banquet every year, and he doesn't get near enough thanks for what he does. And finally some recognition for a guy who's done a lot for baseball in this country. And, you know, he does it with no sense of reward.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much for your time. It's great to catch up. I'm sure we'll see you in a big league uniform and hopefully one that takes you through Toronto once or twice. Thanks a lot for this.
Yeah, no problem.